You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Meanwhile, back at Michigan Radio, we're trying to sort out when we might use meanwhile versus meantime.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
This question comes from a listener named Keisha. Keisha says, I have always used the phrase in the meantime. More recently, I have both heard and read it as meantime without in the. It seems to me that meantime is a noun and needs in the. I generally attribute these changes to laziness, but in listening to your program, I have discovered that this is not necessarily the case. What is going on here? Great question, Keisha.
I love the question, and I love the thinking of, wait, maybe it's not laziness. And I am delighted to say it is not laziness, because this use of meantime without in the has been around a long time. This is not new. I also love the question because I had not thought about this. And as I have thought about this, I have lost all my intuitions about how I use meantime or meanwhile. I'm sitting there thinking, can I just say, meantime, I was reading a book? Maybe I can, maybe I can't. I can't trust my own judgments on this anymore. But it was fun to do the research. Let's start with meantime and just step back and say, okay, what does this mean? Well, it refers to the time intervening between one period or one event and another, right? So the time in between. Then we have this question of meantime, and do you always have to use in the? And while we're talking about that, let's talk about meanwhile, because these two terms are often paired and they're often discussed together in usage guides. They both go back to the 14th century in English as nouns. That would be what Keisha's talking about, as in the meantime or in the meanwhile. Now, can you say in the meanwhile?
I have never in my entire life said in the meanwhile until now. Until now.
And this, again, I don't think I have, but I have lost all trust in myself to know what I say and what I don't say. Meantime and meanwhile, both old as nouns. By the 16th century, they are both used as adverbs. And as an adverb, this would be when they appear alone. And you can say, meantime, I went to sleep. Or, meanwhile, I went to sleep. Interchangeable, as we can hear there. And I have to say, Shakespeare really liked meantime as an adverb. He has meantime appearing by itself as an adverb all the time. Now, at this point, it is absolutely true that it is more common to have meantime occur as a noun, so you get in the meantime, and for meanwhile to occur as an adverb, where it occurs just by itself, meanwhile. But you will find meanwhile as a noun, meantime as an adverb, and I would like to say nothing is wrong here. These really are interchangeable. Let's think about the phrase in the meantime. This can look backwards. Often when we're telling a story, we tell one part of the story, and then we say, in the meantime, and then we talk about something else that was happening in the past at the same time. It can also look forward. So let's imagine we say, we'll get this finished next week. In the meantime, let's just pause on this other thing we're working on.
So it's kind of like the future. It is the future.
Right. It's the time in between now and this later point. So in the meantime can look back and look forward. What about for the meantime?
For the meantime. You know, that's another one I just don't think I say.
I could definitely say this. And for me, it has to be forward looking. It means in the interim. So I could say, the car will be fixed by next week. For the meantime, I'll just have friends drive me around.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's just another way of saying it.
That's exactly right. But for can't look backward, only for the future. When people say prepositions in English are tricky, this is part of what they're talking about. Before we leave, I think we should talk about the phrase, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
That's a great phrase.
It is a great phrase. It's one that people play with now, and they'll say, meanwhile, back at home. This actually comes from silent westerns of the 1930s. It was a caption, and then it came to be popularized from there.
And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, keep sending us those language questions and also have a good week.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.